there was a teacher here, and she and I both had our first names were Ida. And we called each other by our first name, and he said to me, he said, "Were you named after her?" And I said, "No, I was named before she was, because I was 15, 20 years older than she was." He never did get the when I was hitting him. It took Miss Monty and I both, the teacher, we both kind of had to turn our backs and laugh a little bit because he was just kind of bewildered. Oh, no, my name before she was.
Yeah, what pets do you have around here? You said you didn't have any cats anymore.
We don't have anything but the dog. She isn't much of a pet. She's a pest.
She's a nuisance. What would you tell her if you wanted her to chase another dog off? Go get him.
It wouldn't make any difference what you told her. She wouldn't do it. She just doesn't obey any commands, whatever. The only dog we ever had that wouldn't, just absolutely couldn't teach her anything.
She's sure a pretty dog, though. She may not mind, but oh, she's nice to look at. What would you generally tell a dog if you wanted him to chase another dog away?
Go get him, usually.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Just come here. We had collies that were as smart as human beings.
Tell him about the county agent coming out here bringing the trays out one time about our dog.
He brought some boys out to judge our cattle. That was when we had the jerseys. They were judging class. And somebody was supposed to tell us that they were coming that afternoon so we'd have the cows up, and they hadn't told us, so. When they got out here about 3 o'clock, the cows were in the pasture. And he was very apologetic about it and said, "Never mind." I said, "Oh, I'll send the dog for them. It's no trouble to get the cows." And I had to walk back down their ways to open the gate. And they went with me, the boys and the agent. And we got down there and I opened the gate and I started to tell her to go get the cows. And we couldn't see them. They were back over an incline in the pasture. And I turned to him and I said, "Do you want just the milk cows or do you want the young heifers too?" He said, "Just the milk cows." I said, "Don't tell me. Your dog knows the difference." And I said, "Well, you wait till she brings them in." I said, "Just the cows, man. Go get the cows."
Should never send a dog after the cows, too.
And so they started off. So he told the boys, he said, "Now that's one thing. She just went like a bullet. She was a little butt of a dog, and she ran so fast that her front feet and her hind feet, you know, just went together. You know, you've seen pictures of her." Well, she actually did that. She just looked like a little ball of fur rolling across the field, just flying. And he said, "Now that's one thing that I want you boys to think about." He said, "I don't think that's a good practice at all to run good milk cows with the dog." I said, "Oh, wait till my dog brings them in. You haven't seen her work yet." And here she came in a little bit with the cows, just walking as sedately back and forth behind them. She had them all rounded up and she brought them in, and one of them kind of strayed off after we got down into this pasture. We had a barn down there with stanchions in it, and I had to put them in the stanchions for them to get up to them, because a Jersey cow is nervous and won't allow a stranger about them hardly at all. One of them strayed off a little bit and began to nibble the grass, and Fan looked up at me. I said, "Nip her if you want to. She doesn't have any business stopping when you're bringing her in." She reached down and just pinched her just a little bit on me. That was all. She never said a word. Of course, the cow got right back into the line. Well, he kept looking the cows over. He said, "Do you have any young stock back there?" And I said, "Yes, we do. There's about 17, 18 head back there." And he said, "Well, I think I'll get in the car and drive over there and see." I said, "You won't have